My stepfather, God rest his soul, wasn't my favorite person, but he had a saying that has stuck with me. When something would irritate him and he was trying to get somewhere and there was something in his way, he would say, "Lead, follow, or get out of the way." I wonder if Jesus felt a little bit like that. When this blind beggar man demanded his attention, hollered out to him, stopped whatever he was doing to get a little attention for himself. But he did stop. He took a moment to see who it was that called on him, who it was that called his name, who it was that reached out and asked for help. And when he saw the faith the man had, when he saw the belief that the man had in God, the belief that he had in the possibility of being healed, he chose to heal him. I think in our life, that admonition to lead, follow, or get out of the way is often quite true. We have opportunities to do things. We have opportunities to do new ministries. We have opportunities to reach out to people. We have opportunities to change things. And sometimes God looks to us and gives us those opportunities. We don't have to step up. We don't have to take those opportunities. We don't have to do anything. God sends to us others who lead us in the faith, who lead us in activities, who lead us in ministries, who lead us to new places, who lead us to new opportunities, who lead us to new understandings. And in those cases, all we have to do is to follow them, and we will learn. And we will have hopefully wonderful experiences, sometimes not so great experiences. Not all learning experiences are good experiences. I remember seeing a bumper sticker on a sedan one day, and it said, "Oh no, not another learning experience." We've all had those kind of learning experiences too, haven't we? But God sends us opportunities to lead, and He sends us opportunities to follow. But sometimes He sends us opportunities to either get in the way or to get out of the way. Sometimes we need to be like Bartimaeus and speak up and shout out and say, "Hey, wait a minute, hold on, stop, wait, no, don't go there." Kind of like that moment in the horror movie where the pretty girl is about to open the door and you're going, "No, no, no, don't do that, that's..." Yeah. They never hear you. And then there's other times when we are in the way of other people who are trying to either lead or follow, and we need to step aside if we don't choose to either lead or follow, and let those people who are trying to do something good, who are trying to do ministry, who are trying to help people, proceed with what they're doing. Sometimes it's hard to know which one is going on at the time. But that's where prayer and a relationship with Jesus Christ helps us. That's where the Holy Spirit, hopefully, speaks to us to show us what we can do, what we should do, what we might do in any given situation. It doesn't matter whether you lead, follow, or get out of the way. If your role is one or the other and you follow that role, then you are doing what God's called you to do, whether it's leader or follower. Somebody asked me the other day, why does there have to be such poverty in the world? Why does it have to be so hard? And I said, if there were no needs, what would those people who want to give, give to? If there was no hunger, how could we feed the hungry? If there were no troubles, how could we help people overcome their troubles? If there was no worries, how could we help people overcome their worries? The world, this world, is full of that stuff. Life is a test. How are we going to address those things that we see? How are we going to address those things that come to us in our lives? How are we going to address those things that we see in other people's lives that we might be able to make a difference? Are we going to lead? Are we going to follow? Or do we just need to get out of the way and let somebody else do it? I don't think Jesus was angry at Bartimaeus for speaking up. I think he was glad. I don't think Jesus expected everybody to be able to take care of the situation. He was the one who had the power to heal. I don't think he expects all of us to be leaders. I hope he doesn't expect all of us to be followers. And sometimes I think it's my job to just let things happen and not interfere. Whatever role we take, if we do it with a right heart, if we do it with His Spirit in our heart, if we do it listening to Him and prayerfully asking Him what role we should play, then we're doing the right thing. Some churches have lots of ministries, some just have a few. Some people have lots of talents, others not so much. Some opportunities come to some people and not others. We often look at other people or we hear other people talk about how they got saved or what they did with their time and their talents and we think, oh, I wish I could do that. That sounds so wonderful. I wish I could go to Guatemala and minister to the people in Guatemala. I wish I could feed the hungry. I wish I could do this or I wish I could do that. But that's not necessarily where we are all called to. The wonder of it is that God calls all of us to our own ministry. Each of us to our own place. Each of us in our own way. Jesus told Bartimaeus to go. And he didn't. Instead, he chose to follow Jesus. Would it have been okay if he'd done what Jesus said? I think so. He could have gone home, told his family, look, I can see, woo-hoo, and praised God and been fine. He could follow Jesus, someone who had given him a great gift, who had shown him a new world, literally shown him a new world. Or he could have, and perhaps did, become a leader. All of those in that situation could have been okay. I don't think Bartimaeus sinned because he followed Jesus when Jesus told him to go. Do you? No. Jesus gave him the opportunity to take his gift and be gifted, be blessed. Bartimaeus chose to take his gift and follow the person who had given him that gift because he saw a new world. He saw a new opportunity. He saw a new possibility. I hope that Jesus can give us new sight. New minds, new opportunities, new insights, so that we can see new worlds, new possibilities, new, so that we can see anew. Because it's easy to get comfortable, it's easy to forget, it's easy to get into a rut and start doing the same thing over and over again, and after a while, it starts looking like the same thing over and over again. I know I love to watch Rosie run. And she seems to be fascinated by every tree, every bush, every mailbox, all over again. I wonder what the world is like to her with that nose that smells 50,000 times more intensely than my poor old schnoz, which is half the time stuffed up so I can't smell anything. I wonder what the world is like through her eyes. She wants to chase every cat that runs and jump every squirrel that stands in the road for just a moment too long. She's tumped me over one time. having that new sight. You look at little kids, you watch them, and they're fascinated by stuff that you think, oh, yeah, I did that when I was a kid too. But to be able to see the world like a little child. To be able to see everything like it was brand new. We love it when things are freshly painted. We love it when things are shiny and clean. We love it when things are pretty and new. Because it gives us a moment of that. Wow, look at that. Isn't that great? God offers us a life that's shiny and clean and pretty and new and freshly washed with His blood so that we can be like that with everything. Wow, look at that. Isn't that great? Woo-hoo. And after the storm, people in the Northeast are going to come out of their houses. Hopefully, they'll still have houses and they'll still be able to come out of them. And everything will be washed clean and it'll be new. It may not be pretty, but I think the bluest skies I've ever seen have been right after hurricanes have passed through. It's like it's a new world. Can we come to see the world anew? I hope so.